podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Big O, great show today. I've been working crazy hours and need to get caught up, but I heard Miami setting up for a big move with who told you that? Who told you they were setting up for a big move, Pedro? That's what I want to know. Who's the credible person that told you they're setting up for a big move? That's what I want to know. Who? Because that's where this gets all clouded, and that's where we play the telephone game. And we start, and when it gets all the way around, the story is completely different. So I don't know who is one that's telling you, but I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a big move. I think they kind of told you what they're going to do, and they're planning. The big move is signing Tua this offseason, and then next year signing the other guys. But I don't think they're going after. And there's not a lot of big. What big free agents are left? They're not making the Jarius Bird move, dude. You just heard it. He wants $22 million. They're going to bring Cam back. They believe in Cam, and they expect Anthony Weaver to get Cam to play. And you already signed another corner for 2 years for $16 million. Okay, that's, yeah, Fuller plays, obviously, to his potential. He'll make the $16 million. And he's a terrific player. So I don't know who it is. Dougley Durong, he may have been talking that maybe, but he's not reporting that. Dougley doesn't report. That's not his thing. So either you misunderstood it, because it ain't a report, that's for sure. Now, maybe he's hoping for something big or something like that, but there's nothing big in the works, bro. The big in the works is Tua. That's big in the works, and that'll happen sometime this summer, or maybe even the draft. What? Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't think so, my man. I wouldn't look at a big move for the Dolphins now, and it's kind of dried up already at this point. You know what I mean? So, no, I would disagree with that. I don't think there's a big move to be made right now. I kind of think it's kind of status quo, and they're trying to get guys that are professionals, good workers. Solid football players, but they're not really going after a star here. They have too many guys they have to re-sign next year. You have four guys you have to re-sign next year. That's a problem, and that's why you have to save your cap space. You can't keep everybody, guys. And then for the following two years, free agency will not be nearly as bad for the Miami Dolphins, which is really, really cool. By the way, eventually, you know what? I forgot about this. What if Kader Kohou comes back and kicks some ass? Guess what happens? A year later, you have to talk contract with him. You have to plan for those kind of things. Have you given up on Kader just because he had a bad... I haven't. I think the Fangio thing was, you know, you didn't fit my system, or you don't do exactly... Well, you get out of here. Get out of my face. I don't have time for you. I'm only here for a year, kid. I don't need to teach you anything. I'm not here for 2 or 3 years. I think Fangio was a detriment to the young players. Now that I think about it, how many young players played under Fangio? Because Kader didn't, Cam didn't. You know, that's something to think about now.
When you look back to the coaches of where he coached before, I don't know that you ever had...
I don't know. I can't say that. I can't remember all the guys.
Well, no, I'm not saying all of them, but when you look back, I think most of his defenses were more veteran players, not like you're not bringing in rebuilding, because he was a part of some good teams.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was having to fill in and plug holes with new rookies.
Think about it. He didn't really have a lot of patience for young people. Like I said, maybe he knew he was only here for a year by some time in the season already, and – who knows? Or maybe he had one foot out the door the entire time and he just came here as a stepping stone. I don't know. But he was not a positive for the Dolphins in some senses. He did a good job overall, but he wasn't flexible. He was inflexible. I find that ignorant. You've got to find to use everyone, bro. You know? That's kind of the idea. That's why they drafted them, signed them, traded for them, all that. And you're not complimenting your front office by doing that. So I'm not giving up on Cater. I'm not giving up on Cam. And these are problems that, you know, nice problems to have down the – not Cam because it's only his second year. And he's a second-round pick, so you've got two more years, so you're fine. But Cater, this is his third year already. So you're if Cater comes out and kicks ass, that's another guy you got to think about signing the following year. So these are things that you got to think about, and that's why I've told you guys, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit on some of these free agent changes, you know, because we have too many people that are jumping the gun. Oh no, we're not as good. You don't know that, dude. They might not be as good. They might be way better. I'm sorry. I think they have a better secondary and they have better linebackers right now. That's just me. Now, the D-line, okay. The pass rushing, because they're not healthy yet, I'll give you that, man. But I love the middle linebackers now better than I did last year. And Baker, I have a lot of respect for him, but I think Jordan Brooks is a better player. Better all-around player. And I think he's going to prove that. And Kendall Fuller is a better player right now than X. And I have not given up on Cam. I like what I was seeing in preseason. I think Anthony Weaver is... Did you hear his press conference? He is wired like Mike McDaniel. He's a teacher. He's a motivator. He's a dude that inspires, is what he wants to do. And if in today's world... Whether you're a teacher like my lovely wife, you or in anything that you teach, I don't give a shit if you're the general sales manager of a sales group. I don't care if you're teaching kids, whatever you are teaching them, it is imperative for you to have patience. It is imperative for you to be able to try to reach people. You cannot be called a coach or a teacher if you're not willing to try to make a difference in somebody. If you're giving up on them, listen, sometimes people give up on themselves and you have no hope there. But if you've given up on somebody that you never gave a chance, then you're really not an educator. You're not. Because the heart and soul of any coach or educator is that you want to pass on knowledge. That is your gift. That's what makes you who you are, because you are a wealth of knowledge. And so when you connect with someone, a salesperson, you give them a sales tip. A student, they learn how to solve a problem. A player, they know how to figure out a play. Then you become that much more valuable. And internally, that makes you feel useful because you've reached somebody. You know what I mean? And Weaver, it just seems like he's willing to do those things. And I just didn't think Fangio was. As time went on, did I know that? Did you know that? None of us knew that. But you gather information as time goes on and you see what's going on. Okay, how is this being handled? How is that being handled? And so now you say, okay, all right, I like the way this is being handled. Let me guide you through this. And that's how you reach young people. And I don't think Fangio was willing to reach the young people on this team because he didn't really have a lot of young guys. You know? Hell, who's the youngest guy? Jalen Phillips? I don't know. That's it. I don't know. Everybody else is like a veteran. And that's just wrong on every level. And it shows habitually a problem. It wasn't one individual. It was multiple individuals that he gave up on. He did a disservice at times to the Dolphins' front office, to those young men, and to the team, and to you guys as a fan base. So, that's just, you know, brutally honest.